Epic Life.
A podcast about what totally rocks.
And who's out to lunch.
Things that are happening to us.
And things that have happened at us.
Hey. Hey, I'm Rachel Coster.
And I'm Sarah Hennessy. If you can even wrap your head around how that's going
to
be.
Open your mind enough to let Sarah in.
Oh, hi.
And so today is going to be like totally amazing.
Yeah.
Because you've got lip gloss on.
I got lip gloss on and
I got your smoothie.
I got my smoothie. Well, you know, I just came back from yoga and I saw pretty
You're
camera.
Feeling zen.
Yeah. I'm feeling zen, girly. No, I saw that you had you have a really nice, like, cool sheen on your cheeks. And then also your eyeliner couldn't be more perfect. And
wow,
so I thought, bitch, get that lip gloss on.
I'm saying.
I get really easily inspired by other people. Like, if somebody's cooking something, I want to copy it. If, like, you clean something, it makes me want to clean something. Like, literally, I love, it's like, I can't help it. I'm just like, yeah, me too, about, like, everything.
I feel like that's why we're, like, a good collab. Like, because I'm the same way with you. Like, you do something and I'm like, well, I guess now I'm going to have a smoothie every day. Well, I guess I'm going to take athletic green. Yeah, I guess I'm going to, like, start becoming an adult who takes care of myself and, like, plans ahead and is creative and open and kind to myself.
Oh, my God. Rachel. Oh, my God. We just keep on helping to improve each other.
I think so.
What is this one life we have?
Also, you're.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And so what's your vibes today?
Okay, well, let's set the scene. It's midday on a weekday. So it's kind of middle. So we're really just size medium.
And kind of in the middle of the year. I mean, it's like closing in on the, I guess you could call it the end.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. It's been okay. Like, I feel like I'm seeing a lot of pumpkins in the stores. And I always want to get a pumpkin, but then I'm not quite sure where to put it or what to do with it. And then I feel like it actually makes things look shittier.
I think so, too. And it, like, immediately starts rotting.
Yeah.
And it's, like, this orange thing that kind of – like, unless you, like, really commit to the whole lifestyle and you, like, got leaves everywhere and, like, foliage and, like, your house just, like, changes completely.
Yeah.
I think putting one pumpkin in your house is just going to, like, freak it out.
Yeah. It's, like, it just looks like something's a little off. Like, it kind of stops people dead in their tracks and they're, like, I see what you're trying to do, but – I think you should actually fuck off because having a single pumpkin is so dumb.
Unless it's like an amazing, oh my God, I saw John Wilson had this like thing of like all the people who worked on his show, like put together stuff that they were proud of. And this girl, one woman, I think, Nellie, oh God, I wish I knew. But one of the B unit people made this like short film where she carved into a pumpkin underwater. It's like called Smiley Face or something. And it's like, this like really audible thing and you just hear her like carving into a pumpkin and there's like the glug glug of the water. She's like in the ocean and then you hear her laughing so hard because she's making herself laugh through her, like she had a snorkel in and she's like giggling so hard.
Hey, hold on.
So
what
cute.
Like just as like because she's artistic.
It was literally just for fun.
She's like I'm fun and artistic, so I'm gonna go ahead and put and carve a pumpkin underwater and record the sound in the vish.
And it was really funny.
What did she carve into it? A face?
Just a little face, a really shitty face, but that's awesome. I think jack-o'-lanterns are totally different. The difference between a pumpkin and a jack-o'-lantern is, like, overwhelming. But I think if you're going one pumpkin, do cornucopia, like, huge vibe.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need is a cornucopia, which is, like, a large horn with cascading gourds.
Don't get me started.
And some different types of corn that you don't usually get. Heritage corn.
Oh my God. My mom used to like make a cornucopia out of bread because she's really good at baking.
Whoa.
And so we would like always for Thanksgiving just have like a huge cornucopia made out of bread that you could dip in like hummus or whatever.
Whoa.
And then also my family always made I'm really remembering
this is
stuff.
Exactly what I want to hear right
I'm brain
now.
Blasting. My family would also make gingerbread houses, and my dad was so good at it. He was like the king of the castle, and he would make these really elaborate, gorgeous castles. But one time he sliced them in his hand, and my sister was like a really weird kid who would always be trying to do surgery on like bananas or whatever, like sewing up oranges
really?
And like waiting for them to rot. Yeah, they're a really strange person, but they were really good at like squeamish stuff. So my dad's gushing blood after he like carved this the windows in a gingerbread house, and my sibling like grabbed some crazy glue and just slipped it up.
Wow, was your dad proud?
Yeah, he was.
Because that's
jazzed.
Kind of like a badass thing to do.
Yeah,
to just take care of business when there's an emergency like that is so next level.
Yeah, they're awesome.
That is so.
I could not do that. I don't panic in situations like that, but I'm like, I don't want to touch blood or anything.
Have you seen Barry season 2?
No. Oh, there's, yeah, I did.
There's an amazing moment where he gets stabbed in the back, and then Fuchs slathers all this like crazy glue on it and to like hold it together. And it's like the grossest thing you've ever seen. It was such a good scene.
I think that is what brought the memory back to the forefront of my mind.
That was so gross. People do that.
I mean, it works. It's like second skin. Like if you ever get like a real, like when I fucked up my knee, I totally forgot that this is what you can do, but I forgot there's a thing second skin, and there's also just crazy glue. And when it was like so deep and low and like close to the bone, like I should have just put some glue on.
Didn't put glue on an open. You see, I think that's more for closing things up, but you just had like a crevasse.
Okay, then definitely like second skin. Yeah. Something on top just so it wasn't getting like bashed up against stuff because it's still healing, which is bananas to me.
It really went deep. Yeah, that's really awful. I remember that you fell off your bike. That's so crappy, dude. But yeah, I would like to. I think I need to take like I want to take a first aid class. I want to be better in an emergency.
I wish I knew more stuff. And like when people are overdosing or like anything, like it's good to know like how to use Narcan, make an ice bath for someone if they need it. I remember one time I was working on
ice
this.
Bath.
Yeah.
Well, okay. What circumstance was that?
I was working on set one time, and this woman who was like the COVID compliance officer, she was like a real freak, and she was like smoking her vape, and she was like, yeah, I kind of love my job because like someone could be on the brink of death and I'm the only one who can take them back. I love to get a little fucked up, but I also love to save lives. What can I say? And she was like a bad girl. She rode off on her motorcycle. Yes, ma'am. In like leather pants. Her scrubs were made out of pure leather. And she was so sexy. But she was like, yeah, one time I got OD'd in like a club where I was working, and I had to just like, I was like, shut off the music. We're making an ice bath. I'm saving his life. And she did.
Okay, that's so cool. Knowledge is literal power, and it's also swag.
It's so swag. More people should have a little bit of it, if you know what I mean.
I would honestly walk around like a cock of the walk, talk of the town if I had that kind of knowledge as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Have you ever had a, I guess that's like a sad question.
What?
An emergency that you've saved the day.
No, I can't think of anything. I think I have not done that. I have not saved the day yet, but I'd like to.
One time a kid fell into a cooler. He was standing on a pool noodle. And he was
standing
on a pool noodle, loading up a water gun. He was maybe a toddler, so he wasn't tall enough to reach in, and he just fell into the bucket, and I had to pull him out. And his mom came over and was like, what did you do? And I was like, saved your kid's life, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, she only sees you pulling him out. She's like, she put him in there.
Yeah.
What the hell? That's crazy. Are you feeling that things rock lately or what?
Sarah, I really am feeling like things rock.
Whoa.
I realized that like taking care of the basic stuff, even if it's like not fun or sexy, is so crucial.
It's so crucial.
And then the rest of the stuff kind of falls into place. And also taking my meds is like a no-brainer, but it was not what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was taking my like OCD and depression meds, but I was not taking Adderall, which I just like, it fucks my self-conscious up not to be able to focus on things. Like, it just, or not self-confidence.
Yeah.
And not being able to, like, do stuff. I'm like, I just feel like such a massive loser.
Yeah, I think it's like, you cover the basics. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know what it is? It's, I think right now, while the seasons are changing as well, that's right, we're going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's all about taking care of the home and feeling and taking care of yourself and doing all the self-love, self-worth stuff. So that way you can feel like you have your bases covered.
Yeah, and a little control as things become darker.
And you do feel like it is, like, crazy. Like, getting enough sleep and eating right and all that kind of stuff and drinking enough water and all that kind of stuff. It's like, it totally helps make you feel better. It's crazy. And also, it feels good to just, like, get things done around the house and, like, spend time at home.
Yeah.
It's so good. A lot of people don't realize that's awesome.
When I used to live in, like, a 6-bedroom apartment when I first moved to New York, I, like, would never.
Well, why would you? It doesn't sound very comfortable.
It was horrible. But I was, like, always out hustling. And then I was, like, why am I so tired? And then the second the pandemic hit and I, like, had to be at home, I was, like, oh, like, I'm supposed to rest a little bit or something.
Yeah, resting is hard. It's actually something that I've only learned how to do recently in my recent life. Because, and somebody who really helped with that was Faria Khan, because she loves to rest. Yeah. And she also loves to be, like, therapeutic about it.
Yeah. And she also likes to do stuff. Like, I feel like
I'm always so worried
about, like, becoming, like, a sludge machine.
Oh, no. She does stuff. I think she just has a really good, like, balance of going out and staying in. Whereas, like, I know for me, it's, like, I always wanted to go out, like, and like it's hard to sit with myself. It's my Capricorn moon. She taught me. Okay. Oh my god,
Capricorn moon.
Because as soon as you're still, it's like you're, it's like a snow globe. All of the, all of the, like the little flakes and everything go to the ground softly, and then you, and then you're just there, and you're like, and if you're used to everything being shaken up all the time and always being on the go, but even for no real reason, it's just sort of like out. You're sort of like avoiding being with yourself. Which is like, but then now I think, honestly, I think it's the CBD, my new CBD lifestyle. I'm enjoying being by myself so much more. I'm like laughing so much more, like alone, like a crazy person. Like, like I'm just like, everything's like making me laugh. I'm like,
it's been awesome to see you like this. I love the fresh new you.
I know. It was funny. Hallie was like, Sarah, I want you to be careful. It really sounds like you're developing an addiction. Because,
your Hallie impression is so funny. She has the most like unique style of talking. It's so like professional. And like, she's like an old glamorous diva.
And like, we're a Midwestern like arts mom.
Yeah.
But she's like, well, you don't want to be reliant on it. I'm like, no, but you don't understand. Like, I've never been able to, like, just chill.
Kick back.
I've never been able to kick back.
And I think that, like, whatever it takes to make life worth living, as long as you're not hurting anyone or yourself, is, like, literally the best.
Yeah, totally.
And I think it has to be guilt-free because everyone has different rules about what works for them.
Yeah, totally. And I think it's a FOMO thing. Like, I think I've always had FOMO, like, oh, I'm what I'm doing isn't enough. I have to be where the party's at, or somebody else is doing something better. And all that is the psychology behind that is just not being present with yourself and not being loving to yourself. So it's sort of like, I've been to done enough stuff, and I've shown up to all the like cool parties enough to know that who gives a care. Yeah.
Also, like, nothing is sexier than when like someone emerges from like a period of like being kind of out of the loop of stuff, and they're like, "Yeah, I have all these projects that I've made." Here, well, also, they are, it's so proud of them.
The reinvention of it, right?
Yeah,
it's sort of like it's the taking off the glasses. I'm a hot girl now of it all.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're like, yeah, you haven't seen me for maybe 4 days, everybody, and I'm actually a completely different person.
I'm fresh.
I'm a brand new person, and I've actually have a whole bunch of new sensibilities, and I'm confident in them.
Totally. And I've got like nude push-up bra from Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got a new jacket. That's right. You thought you knew me, but I have a new jacket now.
It is cool how much a little style flip can change everything for a girl.
Totally.
Or boy. Boys, change it up.
Yeah, exactly.
You're allowed. Nobody cares. Yeah. Also, like, it's frustrating when you like debut a cool new look for the first time because everyone's like, oh my god, you're being someone else, you've changed, I don't remember who you are. But then like everyone's so excited for you when you like become yourself.
Yeah, when it absorbs into your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one thing that rocks for me is like I stumbled upon that tarot card reader Madam Adam on on Instagram,
amazing.
And it was just a quick reading they were doing, and it made me laugh so hard because this person is like, listen, bitch. Like they're like, they say it how it is, and then they're like, rest, hooker, stay at home. They're like, and the way they say it, it really lights me up, and I'm like, yeah. And then it's such a fast reading, but I did tune into their longer readings, and I'm like, then they gave too much information about themselves, and I'm not as interested. This is the thing. This is what happens when this is it goes actually a bit into the out to lunch category because. It's like wearing out a song. I find something that I think is going to be the answer, and then I'm like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, so I'm like, sometimes things can ebb and flow.
Yeah, and I just want to, this is what it is. It's fine to just want just a taste of something.
Yes.
I want just a taste of Madam, and because it really it makes me so happy. He was like talking about manifestation. He goes, manifesting is demonstrating. He's like, you got to walk the walk. You got to talk the talk. You got to dress the part. He's like, it's not going to come to you unless you show it. That you're already doing it. And I was like, that made so much sense to me. I'm like, whoa, this is great advice. And so I was like, ah! And I'm like, I like the idea of demonstrating something. But anyway, so lately for me, it's all about demonstrating self-love and self-worth.
That's nice.
Working on self-worth because I realized that I had a problem with that. Who told me that? Somebody kind of was like saying the basis to a lot of issues are people's sense of self-worth. So the little ways to go about it. Is to do all the small building blocks things, but consistently.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, which is like whatever. They seem annoying because they're little things, but they're great.
And they're the stuff that reminds you like And also, like, it's undoing like Sims little
characters.
Stuff.
It's Sims character stuff. It's like you give feed it, you clean the apartment, you give it a flower, you do all the little things, and then its little happiness points start growing and spiking. But if you like, some people are like sadistic on that stuff, right? They like to like make their Sims really like depressed by not feeding it or not letting it get outside time or not cleaning, and then it's like sad. So you're like, duh, Sims taught us everything. Can I just also mention, I've never played Sims in my life.
Neither, oh my gosh. But I know exactly what you mean, and I know that they like have little bars of like, this is the energy, this is how much like swag they're having or whatever.
Yeah, exactly, the swag meter.
Also, I thought of a thing that really has been rocking for me is like creating a budget, because I know it's like old news for most people who are normal, but I grew up like with weird circumstances, and so I like just didn't even know that it was like a real thing to do, or that it could be this thing that's not totally oppressive or exhausting, but just a thing that's like an exciting guideline to work within.
So now I've been
like trying to budget. So what I did was I looked through my credit card statement, and I was kind of shocked and appalled at the way that I spend money, obviously. And I looked around my room, and I'm like, I have way too much stuff that I don't really care about or like. And so I was like, there's money going out in a way that I am not in control of, and there's shit coming in. And so I'm like, it's time to start really paying attention to what I bring into my life and what is leaving that I have worked for or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so,
Yeah, there's like, it's, well, I think we're just so conditioned to be always purchasing stuff because it makes us feel good. So it's like, if you can stop that momentum and stop, if you can stop buying stuff for like 1 month, then things change. It's weird.
Also, the last week I've been feeling so like bad about myself, like career wise and just like kind of just generally floppish. And then I was like, I realized I was like spending all my time looking at like online stores and like thinking about shopping and like changing my outfits and stuff. And I'm like, your problem is not that you like don't have enough pairs of pants. Like, the problem is that you like don't like what you're doing or putting out in the world, or like you're not fucking like doing shows that are making you laugh and have fun. And so I just was like, okay, every time I want to like go on Depop or something, I just have to reach out to a show and be like, can I go on this?
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. That's a fun rewiring. Also, it's like it's the whole thing. It's like a practice to kind of keep on coming back to not looking outside of yourself to feel good, but like looking inside of yourself, like taking care of yourself like you would if you were your own kid. Yeah. Like what it was Rachel need right now. What would be a thing that would make Rachel feel like loved, happy, and like relaxed or whatever? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it's a total reworking, because we're conditioned from everywhere to go outside of ourselves to feel good instead of within. Or even stuff like that, call a friend who loves you, or spend time with somebody who already loves you so much.
Yeah.
I think that's like, nobody talks about that. Like, that's like such an important part of our lives.
Yeah, there's so many people who love me unconditionally. Yes. And like, I totally forget about that. And I'm like, I'm a piece
of
shit.
If you feel frazzled, just do that. And you know what? Putting off work, that's so natural. Yeah. People have got to stop like crucifying themselves for not like writing War and Peace. It's like, dude, it's like, first of all, it's already been written, and I don't know anybody who's read it.
and also, like, there's some stuff where people are like, how do you do that? And I'm like, oh, it's kind of easy to me. Like, with, like, not being nervous about getting on stage and, like, or not being nervous about talking in front of people. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember in, like, high school, people would be like, you're, like, so confident up there. What's up? And so, like, sometimes
remember your
people
gifts.
Just have strengths. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people have other stuff that's a little harder for them. And, like, it's okay. Like, the fact that I'm not, like.
Also, it's feeding the flowers, not the weeds. So you go, okay, I know that I like to do this. So I'm going to just try to make more of this happen.
Yeah.
Instead of, like. We don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. And sometimes you just have to like try to get on a couple of shows. And then in the meantime, it's like, make something yummy for yourself and call a friend.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It's so crazy how basic things can be. I'm another thing that totally rocks is I am ready for spooky season.
Okay, bitch.
I'm not a spooky girl.
She's opening the gates.
I'm not a spooky girl, but since we had such an excellent time watching Dracula, I think we should watch a few more spooky flicks.
I think it's about time.
I think it will actually be glued to the TV, and I think we'll learn a thing or two. And I think it's like really surrendering to the autumnal glory will feel fruitful for us. And be fun. And also, I have plans for Halloween, so that makes me feel set free. Because, like, last year was weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're
I'm seeing the spits at the Knockdown Center.
That's going to be so fucking fun.
It's so cool. Apparently, it's like all these different, like, it's like warehouse vibes and there's so many different stages. And they have all these like cool artists who come in and do installations, spooky installations everywhere. It's the best place ever. And they like decorate it so cool. And then like, I realized I don't have to dress up as anything. I can just be Halloween Sarah.
Yes.
So I can just like look
witchy or whatever.
Yeah, like I want to do obviously sexy, spooky, girly. Yeah. But not mall goth style. I'm going to reinvent something new. Last year, I did just dress up as a lawyer.
I thought that was cool.
Which was cool. But also, I don't know, when does Halloween fall? Because
it's a Tuesday or something this week.
Oh, gosh. The weekend before is going to be so crazy. People have outfits for every day. That's the new normal. Oops, sorry. No problem.
I find that excessive and expensive. And now with my new lifestyle of being a budget girl, I'm going to have one costume and people will just have to get sick of looking at it. Or just, like, honestly, you just, like, put together some stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to get creative last minute and figure some stuff out. Because you did two costumes last year. I really liked your clown one for the karaoke at Life World.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do the day before?
I don't remember, but none of it was so interesting or important. I just, like, had to do something.
I think, yeah. I don't know. It's hard to know. Yeah, you got to work with what you have. But, yeah, it is crazy. I don't like the pressure of it. We'll see what happens.
I get so jealous of, like, all the, like, I feel like it was a suburban thing where, like, all these moms would be like, oh, that's Carol. She always has the best Halloween costume party. Like, everyone gets absolutely dressed to the nines. There's so much punch. You know, like, I want a party like that. Like, I want, like, a really silly party. Like, I don't want, like, screaming at 2 a.m. Like, I want, like, 7 p.m. We all get there and we're all wearing, like, ridiculous costumes, laughing it up, playing games, doing, like, bobbing for apples. I know it's, like, not realistic, but that's just the kind of party. I wish I had a backyard.
I mean, I feel like that there's probably outdoor, like, cutie things that you could do like that. Also, I want to, since we were in New York City.
Yes, girl, look around.
I think that there's cool places for us to go for, like, to watch, like, there's so much cool spooky programming and all the independent, like, movie theaters and stuff like that. I feel like that would be fun to just, like, lean into that.
And I want to go to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I want to, too. I've never gone in my life. I want
to
go.
I want to learn all the, like, little rules. Like,
I want to throw some toast. Or whatever.
Yeah, bring an umbrella. I remember in high school, like, one of my teachers was the chem teacher who was very peculiar. He, like, I guess I won't say put him on blast on the the pod, but he was really funny. And he, like, we were, like, all sitting in the common rooms. And he was like, you guys should watch Rocky Horror. And so we watched it, and he was like, wait, you need to do the, like, all the fun stuff. So he, like, printed out, like, because he had a printer in his house because he was obviously a teacher and he lived in the dorm. So he, like, printed out, like, a bunch of little packets for all of us with all the, like, stuff you're supposed to do. And so we all did it, and we were, like, we were laughing so hard because we were, like, this is so dorky. It was, like, set, like, 6 o'clock after school.
Yeah.
I
think I might do, oh my God, that sounds so, like, so fun. And I feel like that's a sign of a great teacher.
He was amazing. He cared so much about us. It was insane. He was incredible. And, like, he worked so hard, and it's not his fault. He was a big nerd.
is that what you're going to blast him for?
Yeah. He had a mustache on his Mini Cooper and he had a steampunk wedding, but he's honestly, like, living his truth and he's awesome. Like, I loved him so much, but it was just like all these things where I'm just like, oh God, you're a dork.
And he had a steampunk wedding. Yeah. Like, there's so many
through
things
and through
there.
Dork, dork, dork. Okay. Sorry. Keep going about what's rocking for you, Mama.
I have a bunch of stuff. Oh, yeah. I want to say something that's out to lunch. What? Last episode, I talked about how I can't watch Gilmore Girls. That night, immediately, started it again.
You little fibber.
I can't, like, I'm such a hypocrite. I'm like, sorry, I can't watch it. I've watched it too many times. And then I was like, play. Like, immediately, like, without skipping
a beat. You did make me want to watch the absolute shit out of it. I think I'm going to get it on VHS because I've been, like, loving putting stuff in the VHS player.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I love that.
And so I'll do that.
Yeah, season one is where it's at. But as soon as Jesse shows up, I'm like, I get stressed. It brings out the worst in Lorelai.
He's anyway. So wrong for her.
Well, no, but, like, he's for Rory. It's nice because he's a bad boy on the town, but the problem is he brings out the worst in Lorelai because he's, like, so angry at her and he has so much teen angst. Oh. Even though I was, like, the maximum teen angst girl in the world. Anyways,
it's hard to see it.
Whatever, it's hard to see it. Something else that's out to lunch. I can't settle on a craft. Here God I am damn. Talking about being cozy and being on my CBD and just enjoying life. But what I need next level is a craft, something to do.
Or knit.
I have started to knit like 45 times in my life, but I've never seen it through past a few rows.
No.
I think I need to paint by numbers or some shit.
What you should do is, well, also with knitting, it's now it's like cool to have those bows that are like knit bows. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like people are putting them in their hair. Like
so that's those are small, easy, fast projects. So you should
just make yourself some bows with like four per row, and it's just like a long thing that you tie.
Okay. You literally just solve all my problems.
Yeah, it's just something to do. Just while I you figure that. Out a different thing to do.
Because I just want
to. Also, we
I
should do spin art.
And we should do spin art. Is that, yes. Hold on, is that like, is that the.
Is the little machine.
The machine. Yes. That, hold on.
And you just pour paint on it. It's yes. So stupid.
I remember those from when I was a kid.
It's just really fun to watch.
Yeah, we have to do these things. Yeah. I want to do that too.
Or
I
think something that doesn't good. Take up so much room. We can make jewelry or something. Jewelry is really fun to make.
Okay, yeah, I don't beating. Have, yeah, I'll do that. I need to get some bigger, yeah, anyways, something to keep my hands busy. I don't know, it's just, I think it's what has to happen next. I can't,
you yeah. Use my sewing machine too.
Oh shit, I actually have something I want to use that
oh,
for.
Oh yeah,
I love you. That you have every supply in the world. I keep on forgetting that you're a one-stop it. Shop for everything. No, but this is perfect because I'm sort of like, I need this, and you're like, I actually have all that stuff.
Yeah, and so, sometimes I take my Adderall and I go, today's the day I'm making scrunchies.
Yeah.
Or something, you know, yeah. Out of the sock.
Yeah.
Like there's always something to be done.
That is so fun. Oh yes, okay, something else, anything else out to lunch for you?
Out to lunch, no, because... Life is a miracle. No, let me think.
Okay.
I think I don't really like Jennifer Lawrence. I'll be honest about it.
What happened? Did you see her recently in something?
No, I just was thinking about her because she like made this type of a girl popular, and I'm like, it's not authentic.
Oh, what, like the uber hot bro girl?
Yeah, he's just like, what is that? What? I don't know. I'm weird. You know, yeah, like, I'm yeah. Just like, get
it's
a grip.
Weird because I'm. It's like Miss Congeniality yeah. All over again. I don't know.
There's just something
movie.
That's like, it's for boys. Like, it's not for girls.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm all about the girls.
I love that.
Also out to lunch is, oh no. Well, this, I don't, actually guess I won't say that.
My what?
Mind. It's about a funeral.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, what is out to lunch is yesterday I had to go to a funeral, but before I went, I did have... like I am sorry to say it on the podcast, but like diarrhea for sure. And on my way there, I was going to get the rental car, and I just like it became an emergency.
Oh no!
The second I stepped foot out of the subway.
Oh my god! And this is like a Dumb and Dumber.
I had to toss my underwear and do the funeral commando. I'm really, really sorry to the. It's disrespectful to the dead, but it's a little bit fun.
Okay, that's really funny that happened to you. I didn't know that you had to lose. Like, it was what?
And I'm sorry I said that. That's
man
so gross.
Down, underwear down.
Yeah.
No, it's gross, I but it's you real. Know what? I think you know what it is? I think that's relatable to people. I don't understand really what happened. You said that your stomach rumbles and all of a sudden you're throwing out your underwear. So,
well, you can put
so
the
I think
we
just put two and two together, and like yeah. People are gonna get creative with that. Yeah. But I like that you know you had to get rid of that.
Yeah. You're always allowed to throw out your underwear. I used to do it every time I went to Penn Station at, like, when I was 16 and going to... Did I already tell this story?
No.
When I was 16, I used to... Whenever I would go into the city, I would, like, obviously come through Penn Station from Long Island. And from there, I would take a cab uptown. I love taking a yellow cab. It makes me feel like I'm Carrie Bradshaw. But I would always just leave a pair of underwear, whatever I was wearing, I would just, like, take them off in Penn Station and put it in the bathroom garbage disposal.
Are you shitting in your underwear?
No, this was literally just a weird thing that I did. It had nothing to do with, like, needing to. It was just, like, I just thought it was really funny and, like, sexy and weird. I don't know why.
Okay.
I was just like, oh, I'm so fucking crazy. I'm taking my underwear off.
That's fun. Yeah, it's so wild. I'm a manic pixie dream girl with no underpants on. Here's something else that's out to lunch. I have a new potion I'd like. And I know this is crazy. If it's not one thing, it's another. I'm constantly being marketed to for the different potions. And now I really feel like I won't be happy until I get some ceremonial gray cacao.
If I don't start drinking
chocolate, I'm literally going to lay down and life is going to pass me by.
And I'm addicted to having a little bit of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, but this is like ceremonial gray cacao. So this is like... The lights will be down low. There'll be smoke and steam happening somehow. You'll hear a lot of percussion. And then all of a sudden, there'll be some sort of bowl full of like ceremonial grade cacao. I'm going to hold it up aloft.
You're like Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm. I'm Willy Wonka, and I'm also like the dad lion holding up Simba for like, I'm like, everything you see is what the light touches. Mm-hmm. That's how it went. And that's what I feel like I need. And it's weird because before that, I needed to have mushroom coffee. And before that, I needed to have something, athletic greens, which I still stick with both of those. Mm. But it's always got to be, there's always got to be something. I'm always needing a potion to get my adaptogens in.
You're my wellness guru.
No, I'm not.
Every time I hang out with you, I'm like, I should eat some more mushrooms or something.
Really?
I don't know.
You always get really fun mushrooms. What were the ones that you had the other day?
I had some ones that looked like pom-poms. That was creative.
No, you had the
enoki. Those are really long. They're kind of gross because they're like really, really gummy or like chewy or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like there's kind of a pop when you hit them with your teeth.
Yeah.
And they're so stringy that you have to eat the whole thing and it's like. And
yeah, because I know she just kind of, you threw the whole package in. You didn't do any separating.
Yeah, that's my bad. But
no, but I didn't know whether, I didn't know whether.
No, they separate in there. But it's kind of just like, it's a peculiar thing. And it's definitely good for like if you want to like have some noodle vibe without the noodles, like if you want just rice but you want some like noodles on top or something. Yes. It's a noodly feeling.
Now that's what's up. I really love that. Something else that totally rocks is I have a couple of dinners on the books with some gals.
Cool, girl.
I'm talking going to a few other different groups of gals, going to their homes where I will be having a home cooked meal in front of them with what they've chosen to make me.
That is heavy.
And I think that is what life is all about. Hanging out with people who love you and letting them feed you and having a couple cackles along the way, like some speckled hens in the hen house.
I couldn't agree more. I've like got 6 group chats where it's all full of people that I really like hanging out with, mm-hmm. but it's like we never see each other. So like it has to be a group chat because mm-hmm. if it's one-on-one, it's like impossible to see anyone.
Whoa.
But group chat, and it's like obviously harder to schedule, but then it's more worth it when you get together because then it's like 3 hours of the girls chatting it up. Mm-hmm. And I have like banged out, like not just, and I've like crossed off the list like 3 of those group chats in the past like 2 weeks, and it felt so good to see everybody and have fun. Mm-hmm. And it felt so good to accomplish something, like we all remarked upon arrival like, wow, I'm so glad we could
really
do this.
Did it.
I'm so glad we could do this. Yeah. Just like the Amy Schumer sketch.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't like remember that. To have one that was like that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I always love having dinner with the girlies because it's sort of like, you can't help it. You're going to go around the table and say what you're thankful for, even if it has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. It's going to happen. You know what? I know too many enlightened, true blue girlies.
We're just all too grateful, and we've all got it too damn good.
We're on the nice edge of being completely ironic and like and sincere, or completely just like, I don't know what the other side of that knife is. I guess it's like we're making fun of being sincere.
I couldn't agree more.
And I like it.
And you get to learn all the goss from different parts of your life.
Yeah.
And gossip feels good to know.
Well, it's really funny. You kind of hear what other people are gossiping. I'm actually a pretty horrible gossiper, I think.
I know, because you have a good heart and you're like kind and you don't really care so much about what's happening with other people.
Yeah.
It's like
a gorgeous quality. I honestly just think I know too much because it's like I've seen time and time again the same patterns. Everybody's hating on one person because they're really successful or something.
Yeah.
And then you're like, don't you see that this actually doesn't help you?
Yeah.
But like, or like also I'm like, or that person is good at what they do. Like I just like, I'm like, just because you, I, it's like, but I get it. People are like,
career gossip I don't really like. It makes, yeah, it makes,
but
I
saying
love
one
relationship
thing.
Gossip because it's like funny and crazy and people act so weird when they're in love.
I know.
Well, or horny.
Oh my God, Love and Horny is so cool. Oh my God, I feel so excited to like not be hung up on anybody right now. It's God, like the best feeling in the world. I feel free.
Having a crush can be so exciting and awesome, but it's like it comes with this pain that's always in your guts.
But you know what it is? I think there's like a practice we have to do. It's like if you really like somebody, that's awesome, but it's almost like you have to practice detachment, which is the exact same thing as like what you do when you're meditating and what you're doing when you're doing wellness stuff. Your relationship with yourself always has to be first.
Yeah.
And we self-abandon immediately because we go, a shiny thing that could make me feel better.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, they can't make you feel better. The only person who could ever make you feel okay is you. And it's we forget it immediately because we are triggered to our childhood traumas. It's like so funny. Can you believe how much therapy I've gotten? It's so wild though. And it's when it's happening in real time, it's like
it's so hard to, and like you notice it, but you're like, I can't stop.
Yeah,
it.
Because you turn into a little goblin.
Yeah.
And like, and that's
and it
real.
Feels so yummy.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta have your ring.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god, you gotta have your ring. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. Have you ever seen,
there's like a Chris Farley thing where he's across from, who's that guy who's like in everything that Chris Farley was in? David Spade. It's David Spade and Chris Farley, and they're like at lunch, and Chris Farley's like, every time I like a thing, I just like destroy it. And he's got like a piece of bread and he's just like mashing it up, and he's like, I love it. I love my pretty thing. And he like absolutely wrecks it. And then, okay, so I had like a priest in high school who was like, gave, or I shouldn't have said that, but
that's okay.
I was in this, a secret society, and he gave us all advice. And this boy had like a crush on this girl, and he sent over the Chris Farley video, and then he was like, not what not to do. And then he sent over this video that's called the Maneuver X. Yeah, it's like a, it's like its own little thing.
What? Yes. I thought you were Jewish.
I know. I went to Episcopalian boarding school.
And so you, then you were assigned a priest who sends you a Chris Farley they
give
video?
Everyone, they give everyone a priest.
Everybody gets a priest.
They go, you need a really good one.
And everybody gets a Chris Farley vid.
Yeah. But then there was another one that was called Maneuver X, which is like this guy and he's talking. I think it's like from like Metropolis or something, or one of those weird movies where it's just like a guy walking around just like, being single in New York is so strange. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so he's like, with, it's like with car salesmen, you pitch the car as much as you possibly can, and the Maneuver X is you leave them alone. Like, that's a different, well, this is just a different, totally different thing. Not related to crushes at all, but it's like, this is what you see is what you get, and you make your choice, because I don't want to force it on you or make you feel uncomfortable or pressured.
I think that actually has a lot to do with
And it's like a consent thing, just like, here is what I want. I want to fuck you. And then the other person is like, let me think on that. And no, thank you so much. Or yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, like it has to be presented as like, this is my desire. Mm. Or like, this is what I'm working with, or what you could have.
Mm.
But it's like, you got to let people make their own choice. And like begging someone to love you or want your car, it's not going to work.
Oh my God.
It's only going to make them freak out and like not like you.
I mean, that's the thing. It's almost like you just got to be really stoked about your own car, your own used car.
Yeah, totally.
And just be like, I know this is great. And if you don't want it, you know what? It's going to be, it's somebody else is going to probably want it, because I know I want it. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, totally.
Here's something else that's out to lunch. Me and Hal went out for dinner a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and the waiter, she couldn't stop calling us folks. And it
and well, you're supposed, like, when I was a waiter, like, my boss was like, just call everyone folks, because saying you guys sounds like trashy. So I like worked at like a yacht club, and they were like, do not say you guys, like the Commodore will get so mad.
I can't even imagine you saying folks. Can we hear a sentence of how that would go?
Hi folks, what can I get started for you tonight? Like, it's literally like I'm putting on a totally different person and like, hey everyone, I'm Rachel. I'll be your server tonight. What can I get started for you? And I should be like,
hey folks, bottomless breast. She said folks so many times, but we were like,
we're girls.
No, but we were like, okay, like it's just like it just it seemed very like impersonal. It's like,
just say guys,
or don't say guys. Anything. Like, I don't know, it's weird, because I was like, oh, it's great because it's gender inclusive, but I'm like, me and Hallie were looking really cute that night. I'm like, we're not folks.
Yeah,
we're not
sexy
two folks.
Sexy mamas.
Yeah, she should have been like, hey hookers.
Yeah, hey hookers.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
what the
nasty
fuck do you sluts want? We'd be like, ooh yeah, mommy likey. This is what we want.
That's how I was at the server. I'd be like, you crazy bitches want a dessert? Yeah. And they were like, yeah. Or they were like, that's really inappropriate. We're yelping this.
Oh my god. Yeah, but anyways, it just felt so off, and the way we couldn't stop thinking about it, and the way she said it every time she came back to the, you folks okay?
Also, like, folks feels like there's okay. 30 of you at a table. You
yeah,
know
it was
what I
just
mean?
Two of us. It was two gals.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yes. Here's another thing that rocks right now. I'm thinking about possibly rearranging my room, and that is shooting endorphins main vein into my heart. I'm like, I don't know what I would do. I don't know where else things could go. But just the possibility of things being kind of turned on their head makes me feel like, hold on. I thought I knew me. I don't even know me.
Oh my God, Sarah, this could be amazing, and I have some ideas for you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because if you put your mirror near your closet, then the light will come in. No, wait, that doesn't work. No, I'm changing my mind.
Okay, okay. I am. I'm up for hearing stuff.
Also, I'm up for hearing if you have any ideas about my room, because every time I look around, I go, this is not right. This is not
I think it's all set up. I think you you might just have a bit of clutter.
Yeah, it's too much shit right now.
Bit of a clutter issue, but I think when it's cleared up, it always looks perfect.
Thank you. And it's because I did my laundry and I refuse to put everything that needs to go away. But I'm going to do it after this because I took my meds today. Like a legend.
I guess unless you're listening, the next thing that rocks is I'm going to a hardcore show with Abby downstairs, and I'm so excited. We're seeing a bunch of cool bands. We went together to see the OCs last week, and we had so much fun. I finally found a cool chick that I can go to like shows with, like see like hard music, and it makes me happy.
I love Abby.
So I love all my friends hit a different spot. It's so crazy. She actually hits multiple spots.
That's so cool.
We have the best neighbor ever.
She's the actual best
she's
ever.
She's so smart, and she's really funny, and also. She's
and she just, has so many books.
She has so many books because she works for a publishing house does like all sorts of cool stuff. But yeah, a million.
Her
cool
house
books.
Is exactly what I wish my house was like, or my life was like. Like she has stained glass like window and just like every book in the world, and it's so cozy. She has a million teas. I love that girl.
I know ours is a bit of a different feel, but that's okay. It's at least it's sunny.
Ours is also warm
and airy and cozy wozy.
Yeah, I love
and that's
here.
Important. Yeah, so I think that totally rocks because it's sort of like. Some people I go to shows with and, like, some people just don't have the endurance for it. They go, I want to sit down. Like, you can't sit down. Sit. And then all of a sudden they can't. Or people want to be, like, really far away from the band. I like to kind of be close to the band but off to the side so I'm not in the pit. But I'm enjoying really getting it, seeing what's up. Also, something happened in that this – there was, like, a bunch of, like, hot people at this show. And the bartender offered me a free drink and stuff. So I was like – I felt like I looked so bad that night, but then I was getting – people were turning their heads at me, and I got offered a free drink. So I think my energy, my aura was doing something sexual that night that I wasn't aware of.
You do have a glow lately. It's the weed. It's you. It's all you.
No, but it's funny. It's like – oh, and I had to – I've been having a maybe it's perfect it lately a lot.
Totally.
And it's been great.
Yeah,
it's really funny. Like, it's like, oh, I'm not sure about this thing. I'm like, maybe it's perfect. And then the way I just surrender
it's awesome.
To outfits I'm talking about. It's my favorite thing to do. I think I'm always in search of the ultimate outfit, but it was inside me all along.
Yes, you are the ultimate outfit.
Yeah.
And you are the dreamer of the dream. That's Willy Wonka. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of the dream. I don't really think it means that much, but...
You're
nice
the dreamers of the dream. Actually, that kind of it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I think so. Or is it Man of La Mancha? No, he dreamed the impossible dream.
Still, there's a dream. I think it's important. Are you having any dreams these days?
Yeah, they've all been really bad.
Really?
Stressful. Yeah, I just keep being really stressed.
Yeah, you're
it's
excavating.
Because my plants aren't up in my fucking room, and so I know there's something off about what I'm going to wake up to. It's
really?
Dark
yeah,
and
you
upsetting.
Miss them? I feel like the one by your window would be fine in there. Those plants don't want direct light anyways. Okay. They want, you know, there's probably enough light that comes in.
I hope so.
Yeah, because those kind of plants I had in a basement apartment at one point where it wasn't getting any light. It's the same plants we have. They are doing fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Anyways.
That's our green thumb.
Yeah.
Sarah Hennessy.
Honestly, like, we know that this episode was really good. You don't have to tell us, but also do let us know that you're listening. Jacob said that he was Jakey said he was watching. Or he listens.
Jacob?
Yeah, he listens. Yeah, Dysart listens.
I love that boy.
So we know we have got three listeners.
Jacob, we love you, girl. Jacob introduced me to an amazing Crosby, Stills, and Nash song called In My Dreams, and I cannot stop listening to it. It's the perfect fall song.
Okay, that's the hottest tip we could ever cap things off on.
There you
go.
That's my rec.
Thank you, everybody. We're going to be having some guests coming up, and so stay tuned for that. Please press that you like this. Press that button that says I like this. And then leave a review. Like, that's not mean. Like, only a nice review.
Yes.
And thanks for hanging with us.
We love you, literally.
Yeah.
Okay. And text us if you, like, want to chat.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.